Welcome to the show, Carl. How can I help you, pal?
I've got a couple puppies that's been going on our carpet, and it's terrible.
Okay.
And I want to know, is there a hard... I'm going to take that up. Is there a hardwood floor I can put down, and it won't... the old-fashioned floor, and it, you know, polyurethane, and it won't soak through?
Well, not really, because the what will happen is the little puppies, the urine will still seep. It can seep through the urethane, and more importantly, actually where the two pieces of hardwood meet, even though it looks like it's solid, you know, you can develop little cracks there, and the urine might go through there. I think all I would try to do is, you know, let's try to house train these little guys, because they, you know, most dogs, they get through that. I mean, they'll and there's all kinds of really good information from your local vets as well as on the internet how to house train those little guys.
We've been working on that.
I know you got to be patient, but there's methods that you have to use that are usually really, really pretty powerful. Remember, here's the key. A lot of people don't realize this. Most dogs, I mean, dogs are programmed, and I'm not a pet expert, but I do know this. Most dogs, their actual, the wiring inside their brain is that they want to please you. They want to make you happy, okay? They really do. Okay, so you need to communicate to them what makes you happy. And what makes you happy is that when they go to the bathroom outside. So You know, it's normal for us to get upset when they go to the bathroom inside, but they also give some very distinct signs as to when they're ready to go to the bathroom. And if you go out there with them, if you go out there and after they go to the bathroom outside and you reward them and you tell them, good dog, you know, and just do all these things and maybe give them a little treat, you know, they start to think like, wow, you know, if I kind of go by the door here and wag my tail and then I go outside and go to the bathroom, I get one of those milk bones, man. I'm all over that.
Right, and that's what we've been doing.
I know. Well, you just have to – some dogs just take a little bit longer than others is all I'm saying. So,
okay.
But anyway, so there's not – the only kind of flooring you could put down that's going to be pet-proof, in my opinion, is you're going to put down some type of natural stone flooring like slate or tile or whatever. I mean, that's what you're going to have to do.
Right.
But I mean, if that's what you want to do, you know, believe me, you could do that. I mean, in fact, if you really wanted to go hog wild, you'd put down a terrazzo floor with a floor drain in the middle of your living room, and you'd get a fire hose out, and you'd just wash down your floor.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm just telling you, it's possible.
Yes.
I mean, it's totally possible for me to come in and put down a waterproof terrazzo floor and with a drain right in the middle of it, and we'll hose that room down.
No, don't want to do that. There are babies.
All righty, pal.
Thank you.
I got to run.
Bye.
Thanks so much. Okay. Well, we're just about finished with the show. Of course, coming up next, Denny McCune, gardening. And I see Carol's here as well. So if you got questions about critters, Carol's here. So you're going to be able to answer. She's going to be able to answer all of your naturalist questions. And so give them a call. Get lined up right now, 749-1035, to get on board for that. And I will be here next week. I hope you are too as well. I'd love to answer your questions then. But if you want to get answers in the meantime, askthebuilder.com. Askthebuilder.com. And remember, if you need some custom colored pegboard, it's going to be available beginning this week. Remember, any color you want, you're going to be able to get it. It's totally revolutionary. I'm Tim Carter. I'll be back next week. This is WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati.